Good morning, everyone. And yes, this is Maura Lustig, and I'm your Wednesday morning Health, Wealth, and Freedom Team trainer. And it is now September 2nd, and the 90-day game plan has begun. Before I start training today, I'd love to hear some shares because the 90-day – oh, and if you're not speaking, remember to put yourself in mute so we don't hear any rustling or crackling in the background. Either mute or star six. Okay, so what I'm asking is how the 90-day game plan is affecting you already. How is the different things, the different tools that are involved with it that we're able to tack into. So go ahead, give me some shares. What's happening with you so far this week?
It's Judy Mora.
Hi, Judy.
Good morning. I can tell you that I love the fall because it's a beginning for me. It always has been since school and starting and getting new fresh paper and books. And so we've had so many wonderful beginnings this past week with starting the 90-day game plan. Lots of people starting the Isobody Challenge. We're just wrapping up ours for and going for the next one. Being able to start the Healthy Mind and Body, which is an amazing support system. And it's gotten me back into the routine. So I have to admit, you know, I fell into a lovely comfort zone and still worked out and still ate healthy, but also indulged. So feels good to get back on the program on all levels, you know, healthy mind, healthy body, healthy biz. So I feel really on track. And it pumps me up. I got to tell you, I'm fired up.
I love it, Judy. Perfect. You just said so many of the things that we're going to be talking about. Love it. So thank you for jumping out right away and sharing. And who else? Who else is fired up about what's going on?
Can I throw something out at you, Maura?
Yeah, Kevin.
And well, first off, it's actually a gratitude. It's a gratitude to Susie Field, who's on. I know she's on this call this morning, and. You know, many of us out there have been told stories our whole lives that we can't do this and we can't do that. And we continue on, even in our adult life, to have a little voice inside of our head going, you can't do this and you can't do that based on, you know, our past experiences. And thank God for the healthy mind and body, which is going to set us all a new identity. But that being said, I just want to say thank you, Susie, for the song that you gave us all yesterday, because the voice of truth tells me a different story, and that's an absolutely amazing song. I fell in love with it the moment I heard it, and I've listened to it, I bet you, 20 times in the last 2 days, and it's just unbelievable the strength and the power that gives me internally. So I just want to say a big, huge thank you to you, Susie.
Thank you for that.
Thank you, Kevin. And that's been a song for about the last 10 years or so, or at least 8, that when I am feeling so much oppression around me and so many of those voices, whether they're external or internal, that when I turn that on, I just remember who I am planted in, who I am. Thank you for that. And I just hope that other people, as well as yourself, are as equally blessed.
Say the name of the song one more time.
The Voice of Truth, and it's Casting Crowns, and it was posted on the ISA Team Success Health, Wealth, and Freedom.
Beautiful. I'm glad you both discussed that. Excellent. Thank you.
Very good Christian, ma'am.
Yes. Very nice. And
Barbie Lee.
Barbie Lee, okay.
Good morning. So my gratitude today is for what Isagenix has done for our family. In 2007, I was blessed that we were able to, with our residual income from Isagenix, tour for a year, and we got in a minivan and a tent trailer, and my daughter fell in love with space. And she's never let that go. So we come home, and she gets into stuff, and thank God for Isagenix, because I can stay home and I can support her in everything that she does. And today she moved to Toronto to go to aerospace engineering because of that trip that Isagenix blessed us with. And I'm okay because Lewis is going to be there and Alex is there and my Isagenix family of Scott is going to be there. And even a lady that I met on that trip lives in Niagara and she's taking care of Rydell. So thank God for Isagenix, because my kid's moving across the country today and I'm okay. I know I'm crying, but I'm okay because I know the Isagenix family has her. And I'm so blessed for this community. It's not about the money. It's not about the product. It's about the community, guys.
Oh, my God, Marvie Lee, how do I even respond to that? It's hard for me. I'm choking up listening to you, and I'm sure everyone else is as well. I love you. I think that's what every one of us is thinking at the same time, is that we're pouring love right back at you, hon. You are a jewel, and you are a very important piece of this community. So thank you for sharing that with us this morning. What a sweetheart you are.
Can I share something?
Yes, go ahead.
This is Evelyn in Flagstaff, Arizona.
Yes.
A couple of months ago, I was so fired up, and my daughter joined us and everything and on our team. And I felt like I was a leader, and I felt like I knew what I was doing, but I really didn't. And I didn't realize I didn't until I started working on the 90-day plan and the health and Healthy Mind and Body program, and then the 28-day, I mean, I've done bits and pieces of this a little at a time, but this put it all together. And one of the comments that they made on that 90-day plan on one of the videos, he said that this is what the leaders do. And it just, whoa, that just turned a light on in my head. And I went, oh, this is what I'm supposed to be doing, following this pattern helps me become the leader that I want to be. And he said, bit by bit, this gets us there. And I thought, well, this is what I was supposed to be doing. I was hanging back and forth before, and now I have a set plan. It's just so exciting. I've got my excitement back. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Oh, what a beautiful share, Evelyn. I love it. Well, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and get started because everyone's stepping out so far. You've just sort of set the stage for me beautifully. And I like the way both Evelyn talking about putting it all together and Judy talking about having a track to run on. That leads in perfectly to our talk today. And I also want to continue on with what Sue was talking about yesterday around fear and overwhelm. So there's a couple of themes you're going to see going through, and they do connect. So first of all, I'm going to just go back a little bit and talk about what stops us dead in our tracks that we don't even get out of the gate, okay? And there are a number of fears that I would say. I wouldn't call it laziness. I would say it's fear. And fear is connected with a sense of overwhelm. And as Susan Sly always says, you know, with clarity comes certainty. And with certainty, there can be no overwhelm. So just give me two things that people are afraid of and why they don't speak up to strangers or approach people they know about what Isogenics is. What are two big things?
Go ahead.
Yeah.
Hi, this is Toby from Colorado. I believe that there's two things that I believe that cause that is rejection.
Mm-hmm.
People not understanding mm-hmm. and accepting no, and their programming that's so stuck in their mind from their childhood.
Mm-hmm.
I believe there's so much, but that's two things that come straight to my head. And then just lacking skills in communicating with people and asking them the questions to, you know, guide them in that conversation to keep
mm-hmm.
them from getting overwhelmed, because it's not about them. It's about the
that's
person
right.
they're talking to.
Very nice, Toby. Thank you. So, and where I would also go is that rejection, that fear of rejection, it ties in with our, as you said, our programming. And two things in particular. It's the fear of being perceived as a salesperson and also the fear that I don't know enough. So I'm going to tackle both of those for a minute. What I found very interesting was the other day I had a new cleanser. She had absolutely phenomenal results. And like life-changing, and something she'd been struggling with for years, and now her body was shifting. And I asked her if she would now please share that on Facebook. And I said, please don't mention the word Isogenics, but just say, you know, that you're doing something new, that, you know, you've changed some things about your routine nutritionally, and that as a result, you know, energy, different things that are happening. Just you're really excited. You feel like a million bucks, and you've lost some weight. Whatever it is that you want to say that's true for you, without mentioning the word I said, but creating curiosity, right? And what did she do? She went on Facebook and she posted that she had more energy and she felt better. She didn't say she was doing anything new. She didn't mention that something had changed, only that she had a good day or a good week, I should say, and, you know, got more sleep. And I went back to her and I said, we had this big conversation around how you would let the world know, at least as a teaser, that you were doing something that was changing your life. Because this, would you agree that this could help so many people? And she said, oh, absolutely. I said, well, so what held you back? Well, I didn't want to look like I was selling something. Interesting. So the first thing we need to help people with is understand that this is not selling. Well, I mean, how many of you came on to Isagenix or originally joined because you wanted to make money? Is there anyone on the call that came on for that reason primarily when you decided to start using Isagenix?
No.
I would say virtually never. That's not what our company is about. We are about transformation. This is emotional. This is visible. And what you have when you go to an event at like an Isagenix University and you often the question will come out about why people decided to join. And, you know, they joined for the health benefits. And then, you know, how many of you in the room never thought you would be in the room now learning how to share it and make money at it? And like 99% of the hands go up again. We are not salespeople. What we do is we invite people to have an experience, something that we have found that benefits us that we believe they deserve to know about. And I gave her an example. I talked about how I had gone to the CNE, the exhibition, with my husband. And we'd had an amazing time, and I had bumped into someone later, and she said, oh, you go to the X? Why? And I thought, oh, okay, I wonder what story she's running. And I said to her, yeah, as a matter of fact, we love it. I've been going every year, one day, every year, all my life. I love the shows, the aerial acrobatics, the skaters, the wonderful concerts in the band shell. I love the wonderful food in the food building, exotic from around the world and really well-prepared and very affordable. I love just walking around and soaking in the color and seeing the families that are there having fun together. That's what I love, and I always end up treating myself to a Thai massage and going to the going in the international building. And she said, "Oh, really?" And I said, "Yeah, it's not about the Midway." And she said, "Oh," and so I created a new story for her to consider, right? A new perception. Just the same when someone asks us about Isagenix, and they have a perception of shakes and pills or something like that or whatever or MLM or anything else, right? I simply told her what this was for me and then asked her to just consider going to the X sometime. She said, you know what? I think I will. Now, did I get paid to do that? No. I told her about the X because I would have told her anyways. And I said, by the way, we left early enough to stop and get a green tea latte on our way home at Starbucks. Did Starbucks pay me? No. What we do is we share. That's who we are. We are people who connect. We are people who find things that we love and we share, and that will resonate with someone who is like-minded. When I explained this to my friend who had been afraid to even say on Facebook that she was doing something new, I could just feel the air go out of the hot balloon. She suddenly felt relieved. She suddenly realized that she had a way of communicating with others without that label. And the other thing is sometimes people will say, okay, I don't know enough. And I loved it when Peter Kelly in the breakout session at Celebration said the three most powerful words that you can learn are, I don't know. Because that says to people that, they don't need to know it either. But that you clearly are feeling something and you're experiencing something and that you can show them where they can learn more. So the track to run on that Isagenix has put together in a way now that I have never seen before, I mean, as Sue talked about yesterday, as Carolyn talked about on Monday, I don't know about you, but for me, this 90 days, this September 90-day program is different from any other in the history of Isagenix. They have got it all together now in a way like never before. I have just re-enrolled in the Isobody Challenge. I'm on day 9 of the Healthy Mind and Body program. And, holding myself capable that I can complete that assignment every day, even if it's at 10 to midnight. I'm still getting it done. And it's changing me. I am doing things differently as a result of that program already. ISA Derby, a great opportunity to plug in with five like-minded people who want to be able to grow together. The 90-day game plan, if you haven't already signed up for it, you need to. How many of you saw Mac and Hayden's podcast yesterday?
Fabulous.
Yes. I did.
Yes. And there are going to be more like that. This podcast, if you have not watched it yet, make sure you do. It's about half an hour long. And it is, again, tracks to run on. What did I say at the beginning here? With clarity comes certainty. With certainty, there will be no overwhelm, because that is probably what is happening to you if you have not actually gotten down to enrolling in all these different programs yet. You may be looking at them from the outside and saying, oh, my God, all these programs, I can't do all that. Well, no, no. What will actually happen is the opposite. As soon as you do get started on them and you bite this meal off, you know, one forkful at a time every single day instead of allowing it to snowball on you, the better you will feel, the more successful you will feel at the end of every day for having completed just that little bit. I wanted to talk about how we share our story with other people. One of the, like, you know, leaders are readers, right? So all of you should be learning something new every day. And the book that I'm currently listening to when I do my power walks is called Talk Like TED. How many of you have ever heard of TED Talk?
I love those.
Yes. Do all of you know about the NPR radio program?
Yes.
I know Susan Sly listens to it as well. And when I walk, I will be listening either to an Isagenix podcast or conference call, or else I will be listening to a TED Talk or NPR radio show, or I'll be reading a great new book. So the one I'm reading right now is by Carmen Gallo, and it's called Talk Like TED. And I thought how well it tied in with us being able to, you know, share this with others in a way that we have a system that works so effectively. And Eric Worre also taught about telling your story in his training on Saturday. But in Talk Like TED, the important thing is your passion. It's, you know, telling your experience and being open, being authentic, being vulnerable. You know, share with people what you do, what you're passionate about, but what makes your heart sing. 25%, your story would be broken into three pieces. There are ethos, logos, and pathos. Ethos is credibility. Logos is the facts. Pathos is the emotional appeal. And the most popular TED Talks, when broken down, show that only 25% is, you know, building credibility, 15% is actually sharing facts, and it's the most successful talks, 65% of the content is actually emotional appeal. It's the story being told that people can relate to. That's why you're taught to do your 30-second story. And, think about what they need to hear, but that's true for you. After you've asked questions and established common ground, look for something where you know that you want to connect with this person and you have something that could help them. Be sharing your story in a way that it doesn't show that you know everything. It shows that you've experienced something so that they feel left out and they want to feel that way too. Your enthusiasm and your story combined with ISA movie, and I love the new Why Isagenix video, and then the three words, because they're going to ask more questions as soon as, when you ask them what you like best, they're going to tell you. And then they may be asking you more specific questions. You can point them to isaproduct.com or isagenixhealth.net. But the best three words right here are, I don't really know. And getting them on a phone call with someone who will answer the questions that's a dear friend and mentor of yours, someone you've connected with, whether you are financially linked to them or not. What I do, in the TED book, Carmen talks about, and he gives an example, and I want to connect that with you now so you can see where your story is woven this way as well. What I do is, he's the example of a fellow who is a CEO in California for the Strawberry Marketing Board, the Strawberry Farmers of California. And so this gentleman, when asked what he did, said that's what he does for a living. That's his job, right? And what he's passionate about is the fact that, you know, strawberries are a crop that leaves a light footprint on the earth. I mean, unlike, you know, grazing cattle, which need 20 acres per cattle to be able to, you know, build the amount of, like, a pound of beef or whatever it is. Like, strawberries are pretty straightforward. It's a seasonal crop. It can be rotated in and out. And, you know, the person that is farming it, they can lease the land. They don't even have to own it. They can, you know, come in from other countries. They don't need to know a lot of English to do this. As a result, you know, you get many people who are Mexican maybe coming in and growing strawberries in California. He was passionate about how this, you know, product can work and how it's so popular and full of antioxidants. That was the features. So first of all, he said what he does. Then he gave the features. But then what asked what makes his heart sing, the response was, what makes my heart sing is the American dream. I love the fact that this allows anyone to come in, no matter what their education, and be able to get a toehold of the American dream. I love the way it allows them to nurture their families and educate their children so that their children can have a brighter future. I love that, you know, this program with the Strawberry Marketing Board is changing lives. Well, who would have thought, right? Who would have thought that that's where that conversation would have gone with a gentleman who simply is in charge of marketing for strawberries? Look at what we do. I mean, what I do, what I am, is I'm a lifestyle and residual income coach. What I, you know, I'm passionate about sharing a nutritional system with people that can transform their bodies, right? It is, you know, going to help them improve their with weight loss, energy, performance, healthy aging, and it's combined with an income opportunity, right? So that's the features of this. But what makes my heart sing is the testimonials. It is the community. It is the stories of transformation. It's the gratitude that comes, the appreciation that I receive and that I feel for others. It's the fact that it's given my life purpose. It ties in with my core values. It makes my heart sing on every single level being a part of Isagenics and knowing that others, if you're patient, if you're persistent, if you allow them to work through this, when they realize what this is, that they won't be able to shut up about it either. So I wanted to, you know, just kind of make sure that you knew that get clear on what you do is very separate from what you're passionate about and also separate from what makes your heart sing. And the more clear you are about what makes your heart sing with this, the more you will no longer feel that you are ever doing sales, the more you will feel that you don't need to know everything, and the less you will fear rejection. As Peter Kelly says, we are the vision of Isagenics in action. And yesterday, you know, Sue talked about, you know, the challenge many people face is getting ready to get ready and never getting out of the gate. So I wanted to talk about that just in two ways. First of all, yes, we are, you know, we are the vision of Isagenics in action. So when we walk out the door, know that you are going to be noticed. Carry with you a posture. It should ooze out of your pores that you have something that you are in love with, that you do. And be a walking billboard. Use the products so that people can see that glow about you. They know that you're healthy. And that doesn't mean that you always have to be dressed to the nines. As much as, yes, if, you know, if I have a chance, I'm going to be dolled up and looking good. I don't care whether I'm all, you know, perfect or not. When I'm engaging in conversation with someone else, I can be hot and sweaty out on a bike. I can be with no makeup on at the grocery store. It doesn't matter to me because this is just who I am. And I have never found it to be a barrier around whether I was, you know, perfectly presenting myself or not. Because, again, I was interested in them. I was curious. I was relating to them. I was excitedly sharing something if they were open to it. So I'm going to now open the lines up and ask for some thoughts on this. Oh, while you're thinking, there's one other thing I wanted to say. A story I just quickly want to tell you about a girl that I spoke with last night, and I had first met her 2 months ago when Jeff and I went to Niagara Falls for a weekend, and I went into a jewelry store. And you can imagine what Niagara Falls is like. It's busy, it's crazy, it's a lot of tourists. I mean, it's like Vegas in Canada, only it's smaller, right? And I went into this jewelry store, chatted with this woman for two minutes while I bought a pair of pretty earrings. And I was able to make a connection with her. And a woman with two young kids, single, kids in competitive sports. She is working, burning the candle at both ends, working as a PSW, offering her help with March of Dimes, had worked in the casino business for many years, and struggling to make ends meet and struggling with stress and everything else and being overweight. I connected with her and then spent 2 months having her reschedule every single call that I had booked with her. It drove me nuts. But because I am so clear about my why, about not making it mean anything, not taking it personally that she didn't value my time, I allowed and just focused on other people, because she's not the only one I'm following up with, right? But I consistently, persistently, and patiently followed up with her until last night we finally had the most incredible conversation. And you know, it was so worth the wait, so worth me not giving up on her. And that's what she said to me. She said, "You don't know how grateful I am that you did not give up on me. I know that I have not been good at returning calls or being there when I said I would. I mean, I held her capable and accountable going forward, that here's how the relationship does have to be honored in order for us to work together. But I'm not going to make it mean anything just because the person has initially avoided connection." Wanted to make sure that you kind of heard that as well, because I know all of you are dealing with rejection from others who simply don't know what you know yet. Would you agree on that?
Yes.
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 And
totally.
Yeah. Isagenix University is coming up very soon. It's only a couple of weeks away now. I mean, September 17th, 18th, and 19th in Toronto. If you haven't been to an Isagenix University lately, and if it's at all humanly possible for you to do so, I would invite you to come up. I just learned last night that Sook Cho is going to be there, in addition to Jim and Kathy Coover. Corey Kinnear will be coming in. She's a Facebook specialist. Erin Postel will be training. There will be so many great people on stage. I'm going blank on some of the names, but that doesn't diminish them. Like, there's just so many fabulous trainers. So now I'm throwing it back to you folks. I mean, it's 28 after. Got a couple of minutes for shares and takeaways. What are you getting out of this, and what are you going to do next?
Maura, it's Barbie.
Hi, Barbie.
Beautiful, beautiful call. First of all, what you just mentioned, it's amazing, you know, when people say, give me a call on a certain date, people I connected with in San Diego, I call them on the day they tell me that they're off or the time frame, and they don't answer or they don't return. But you know what? You just every week call them and just keep connecting out. So I thank you for that part of it. And secondly, when you were talking about how people connect with you, I met a gentleman. Gino is, you know, a musician. I don't know if you know that, but he plays harmonicas. And we always go to listen to music. And there was a gentleman sitting in a chair, and I just knew that he was struggling. You could tell he had knee surgery. He was very overweight, but yet his joy and his personality was just joyful and unbelievable. Gino started talking with him. We connected, and I'm meeting with him today. And the reason why I'm meeting with him, and he introduced me to his son that's overweight and his wife that's overweight, is because he liked my joy, my personality, and believed in me because I've gone through this weight loss experience myself.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You're speaking your truth, Barbie. When we do that, when we, you know, I love what you just said. When we share something that we know to be true for us, that can help others, that is completely in alignment with all of our core values, and which we personally really do follow through on, that we are the vision of it in action. We are unstoppable. This man is so lucky to have met you.
I know. I'm so excited to meet with him today.
And you will help him change his life.
And I feel his family, too, you know, and he's young. He's 52 years old.
Mm-hmm. So he's too young to feel this sick. It's time to fix it.
Yes. Yes.
I love it. Time for another share. Anyone
Mara,
else?
Mara, it's Kathy.
Hi, Kathy.
I met a lady at the gym. We do presentations basically once a month at it. And she said, I need to lose some weight. I said, that's great. We can help you with that. Anyway, we did connect eventually, and we went through the ISA movie and the usual. And then she was facing either hip or knee surgery. And I said, well, let's avoid that. So then anyway, she disappeared. I couldn't connect with her. So about two opportunity meetings ago, I sent her, asked her if she would be open to attending. And she said, I'm working that date. And I gave her the next one. She said, I'll keep that open for you. So I followed up, and she was there with Jimmy Smith, and I think she really connected with him as opposed to one of the younger speakers. And she said to me when they asked if people are enrolling, she says, I really can't do the President's Pack. I said, that's fine. We can talk. I met with her on Wednesday. She came in with the President's Pack.
I love it.
And
that's because you established the value for her.
Mm-hmm. And also she works 3 to 11. So her box obviously wasn't there before she went to work. So she texts me about 11:30. Can we talk when I get home? So after midnight, we walked her quickly to her box so she could get started.
Beautiful. And it's so critical that you do every single one of the 8 steps for successfully launching a new associate with her. Don't miss a beat. Yeah, good.
We're doing them in a mixed order, but we'll get them done.
Yeah, as soon as possible, actually.
Yeah, I have a call with her this morning.
Good, okay. Well, I wanted to mention that tomorrow morning we have a new guest trainer, a new health coach coming on, and I will be introducing her. So you want to be on the call tomorrow morning to learn about one of our new trainers. And you, many of you have heard of her before, perhaps not all of you, but you're going to be thrilled with our new member of the team. So I want to keep that as a surprise for now and just make sure that you're on the call tomorrow morning, and I will be introducing her, and then she will be taking over the call. So I look forward to hearing you all tomorrow and being here myself as well. I love you all, and have an incredible, absolutely incredible day. Bye-bye for now.